Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. On a day in Washington few could have imagined, President Donald Trump is increasingly isolated at the White House at this hour. Cut off from social media, with many of his staff resigning after the storm of the U.S. Capitol today by loyalists who he has not been heard from since. Lawmakers are using words like insurrection and attack against democracy. NPR Scott Horsley was at the Capitol.
When Senator Schumer lays responsibility for what happened today at the president's feet, the people I spoke with very much felt as if they were here at the invitation and the urging of President Trump. Now, none of the people I talked to would acknowledge having unlawfully entered the Capitol today, but neither did they condemn that action. They felt like that was an important statement to be made.
After being evacuated from the U.S. Capitol, lawmakers have resumed the tally of state electoral votes, a formality in certifying Democrat Joe Biden's presidential victory in November. National Guard troops have come in to help restore order at the Capitol after police were overrun by Trump extremists. A young woman died. President-elect Joe Biden condemned today's actions at the Capitol, calling for the restoration of, quote, simple decency, and labeling the assault on the building an insurrection. The president-elect also called out President Trump, urging him to step up and call for an end to the violence. Trump did issue a statement via social media urging people to return home, but also repeated disputed charges of election fraud. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delivered a searing rebuke of the president tonight following the violent protests at the Capitol. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports a joint session of Congress has resumed as lawmakers work to formally certify Joe Biden's election victory.
In a blistering speech on the Senate floor, McConnell said lawmakers would not be intimidated or kept out of the Senate chamber by thugs, mobs, or threats.
We will not bow to lawlessness or intimidation. We are back at our posts. We will discharge our duty under the Constitution and for our nation. And we're going to do it tonight.
McConnell added that the voters, the courts, and the states have all spoken. The Senate resumed the electoral vote count just hours after lawmakers were forced to shelter in place as rioters breached security and violently clashed with police at the Capitol. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A private sector jobs report shows companies shed workers in December for the first time in 8 months. The renewed layoffs coming as coronavirus infections continue to rise across the U.S. The ADP National Employment Report showed job losses across the country last month as the coronavirus pandemic worsened. Private sector payrolls decreased by 123,000. On Wall Street today, stocks gained ground. The Dow was up 437 points. The S&P was up 21 points. However, the NASDAQ closed down 78 points. This is NPR. Online retailer Amazon says it's announcing upwards of $2 billion in loans and grants to try to improve affordable housing opportunities in three U.S. cities where it has major operations. The company says those locations include a Seattle suburb where the company has at least 5,000 employees. The Justice Department now says its email system was compromised by the recent hack the U.S. has blamed on Russia. NPR's Ryan Lucas says the DOJ is the latest government agency to acknowledge having been affected.
The Justice Department says the hack appears to have accessed around 3% of its Microsoft Office mailboxes. It also says there is no indication at this point that any classified systems were impacted. The news comes a day after several U.S. national security agencies officially said that Russia appeared to be behind the hack. The U.S. government is still working to fully understand the scope and the breadth of the cyber breach, but the Justice Department joins an already long list of affected agencies that includes the State Department, the Pentagon, and the Commerce Department. The U.S. says the massive hack appears to have been done for intelligence gathering purposes. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Repeating the day's top story, lawmakers have now resumed the recount of state election results certifying the November election for Democrat Joe Biden. Lawmakers had just begun that process, and when they were forced to flee the U.S. Capitol today, as pro-Trump extremists stormed the building, one young woman died after being shot inside the Capitol. Police and the National Guard have now restored order. There is a curfew in effect in D.C., though some Trump supporters were still out on the streets. Twitter has now blocked President Trump's account for at least 12 hours. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.